Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter. We've got Tiff producing once again right here on this air horns everywhere. I'm going to buy a freaking air horn one of these days. This is a threat, by the way. This is a straight up threat. Tiff is producing on this beautiful Friday evening. Tiff, how are you doing?
I'm good. Just kind of... I wouldn't say hung out today, but it felt like it was a productive morning.
You had a nice productive morning?
Yes,
that was not
a nice productive
productive
morning.
Here?
Yes.
You were productive in your outside life?
Production in my outside life for once. It was great.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I can't say the same about myself. All I did was make a vision board for the Rockies. Guys, that's the theme of the show, by the way, because this is our last show of 2023. I kind of can't believe it. Where did the year go? But I hate looking back. You know, I like to look forward. That's what we're going to do. So at some point, we're going to talk about the vision board. Oh, we're going to give you a little peek. Here's what the vision board looks like right now. I worked on this all afternoon when I maybe should have been doing some other things. But yeah, okay, that's all you get. We're just gonna flash it up. So no, let me know what you
stay tuned.
Let me know what you guys think we forgot on this incredible 2024 Rockies vision board. Also, we love, because it's so rare, we love when a member of the national sports media can say something nice about the Rockies. We're gonna show you something nice that someone said about us. This is news, by the way. Show's gonna be nice and quick because it is New Year's weekend and we are not trying to dilly-dally. We are going to, we're just gonna be quick and it's gonna be fun. All right, so here's what's on my mind right now, okay? Here's what I've been thinking. I was kind of thinking about this after Wednesday's show. I'm like, what day of the week is it? After Wednesday's show, hearing what D-Line had to say about his Rockies fandom and how the more he hears, the more upset he is. And like, it's truly an ignorance is bliss kind of situation. So I'm sitting here thinking like, oh, we're like such part of the problem. And I mean, like, yeah, you know, we have our criticisms and those are all fair. But also it's like, okay, we've talked enough about the criticisms. What if we were like a little bit nicer? What if we were a little bit nicer? It worked pretty well for the Phillies last year. You guys remember the whole story where fans decided they were going to start giving a struggling Trey Turner a standing ovation. And then all of a sudden he was great at baseball again, out of his slump that he had been in since the World Baseball Classic. So this is kind of what I'm thinking. You know what? That's the theme of the show, too. We're going to be positive. We're going to pour some beautiful, positive energy into the Colorado Rockies. We're going to manifest. We're going to manifest a really good 2024, despite what is happening in the rest of the National League West. Is it manifesting? Is it delusion? What's the difference? It's a fine line. Time will tell. I'm going to shout out some of the comments. Justin Burgers, hello. Welcome to the chat. Great to see you again. Johnny in the chat, great to see you again, too. Happy New Year. And of course, Jeremy, My Rockies Vision Board, a new ownership group. I'll tell you, Jeremy, you are not the only one who suggested that. Of course, we put it out on social media. What do you think should be in the vision board? We took suggestions, but that's for later. What's for right now, though? What's for right now? This show brought to you in part by our friends at Circa Sportsbook. Great friends. Great friends of ours. Circa Sportsbook, they are the, well, first of all, Circa Casino and Resort is the home of Stadium Swim, which I'm dying to check out. It's so cool. You've seen it on social media. It's a big, it's like 173 foot screen with pools and cabanas.
Sold me?
What?
You know what sold me?
What?
No kids.
No kids.
Adults,
that is right.
Only.
Yeah, they're going to ID you when you get there. You got to be 21, and, like, that is it. You don't have to worry about getting carded all over the place. I think that's super fun, too. I'm, like, dying to go to Circa. I know a bunch of us, like, our colleagues have stayed there. But, yeah, they also have the world's largest sports book. I'm sorry, it's a 143-foot LED screen at Stadium Swim. But they've got all these swim-up bars, too. I love a swim-up bar. That's the dream right there. And also the resort, more than 500 rooms, all different layouts. They have art from local artists. It's pretty cool. If you're heading out to Vegas for Broncos Raiders or maybe Avs Knights, use code DNVR20 to get 20% off your stay. And if you're not going to Vegas anytime soon, you can enjoy the gambling of Circa from the comfort of your own phone with the Circa Sportsbook app. Download the Circa Sportsbook app at circasports.com. Circa Sports bets can only be made while physically in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. Let's talk about our friends at Breck Brew, because we've got a few more days of the beer of the month being the Christmas Ale. That's 7% ABV Christmas Ale. Not messing around. And we're not messing around. We've been working with Breck Brew for a long time. They're like our day one sponsor. Huge fan. They've also got the Avalanche Amber, Mile High City Golden Ale, the Broncos Country Pale Ale. Let's ride. Don't forget about the good company, Hard Seltzer, too. But head to breckbrew.com to find a beer near you with their beer locator. Okay. We got some nice little end of the year stories from MLB.com. But Sarah Langs, the queen of stats, Sarah Langs, had a great stat story where basically say one nice thing about every team challenge. It was like one incredible stat for each team. And I loved the one for the Rockies. So this is what she pointed out about us. Talk about arm strength. On September 11th, Nolan Jones fired an outfield assist at 102.7 miles an hour. That is the fifth fastest tracked outfield assist in the regular season under StatCast since 2015. And the fastest since Jackie Bradley Jr. in 2018. This is not new information for us, but maybe it's new information from, you know, the rest of baseball fandom. This is the part that's my favorite. Jones and Brenton Doyle combined for 5 of the 8 100-plus mile-per-hour outfield assists this MLB season. That is 2 more than any other team has had in a season under the StatCast era. So that just points out we have 2 very special arms in our outfield, and that's going to be a huge key to the Rockies' success moving forward, because we know it is a huge outfield. It is an impossible outfield. You have to be fast. You have to have a really strong arm. And the fact that we have 2 incredible fielders out there, we are so lucky. And listen, I mean, we know Doyle was that good. He's the Gold Glover. So excited for him. I want to see it again. Maybe Nolan Jones gets a Gold Glove this year. He could have been Rookie of the Year. He was 4th in voting. Yeah. Yeah. Just out of that top 3. Pretty cool. Pretty freaking cool. But this is the way that this Rockies team is going to win games. In this economy? In this air? Yeah, we need guys in the outfield who are robbing home runs. We are blessed. All right, let's let's check on some tweets. I was going through our mentions at DNVR underscore Rockies, and I wanted to, we're just going to like point some of them out. Aiden Bloom on Twitter asked us, could the Broncos trade Russell Wilson's contract to the Rockies for him to play baseball? It would draw attendance to the Rockies while still giving them a good player. The Broncos would get off a huge contract and start fresh. Okay, so I mean, it's funny. Like, if you're saying it as a joke, it's really funny. The reality of it is, we don't know if Russell Wilson is still good at baseball. He probably isn't. We don't know, though. We don't know. He's untested right now, and he also hasn't been a member of the Rockies organization in a decade. I don't even know. Where would we even use him? Where would we even use him? But yeah. What? Anywhere. Yeah, by the way, we actually do know more about Russell Wilson's benching because he addressed the media, and apparently the Broncos came up to him during the bye week and told him that if he didn't change his contract, that injury guarantee, that he'd be benched for the rest of the year. So like, he had a heads up like a while ago about this, and like, he's just been out there going to work. I feel like Russell Wilson is like in his reputation era. He's yeah. like, all of my enemies started out friends. That's an Archer quote.
I love it.
But I think it's still very reputation-esque. Hello, all my Swifties. What's good? What's good? Yeah. By the way, Purple Row dropped an article, too. Shout out to Joelle. The headline, will the Rockies give fans a reason to move on in the post-Arenado era? I don't think it's about moving on from Arenado himself. I think we like need to find a way to move on from what Jeff Breidich did to us, because a lot of those, I mean, that relationship, it seems like it went sour because of what Jeff Breidich was doing as general manager. He left a lot of question marks out there for us, and we're still kind of wondering. So this is what we're trying to move on from. All right. Joe Kehotic. This is great. I guess this is a play on Joe Exotic. He on Twitter pointed out that really good Rockies team where we were so close to winning the division. That Rockies team was only a few pieces away. I'll never forgive Jeff Breidich for not trading Brendan Rodgers for JT Realmuto and losing the division to the Dodgers by one game. I think we did like a whole show on like Rockies, not Rockies, Denver sports sliding door moments where it's like if one thing went differently, so many things would have gone differently. And this is like one of those moments right there where it's like, if that one trade just happened, why didn't we give up Brendan? I mean, I love Brendan Rodgers. Love him. He's a Gold Glover. He's great. But what if we'd had JT Realmuto this whole time? But then we wouldn't have had the Elias Diaz amazing moments that we had this year. It's too far removed. We can't go back. We can't go back. All right, guys, I'm going to read a bunch of your comments right after this quick little shout out for our friends at Breckenridge Distillery, award-winning spirits. You can find these spirits all over the place. You don't have to go all the way to Breckenridge. But if you do go all the way to Breckenridge, they have an incredible guest experience where you can learn how it's made and learn all about what you're drinking, and then head over to the restaurant and get some show-stopping cocktails to go along with it. That's so much fun to me. They also have the Reiki seltzers, so you know, if you're heading to the bar for anything that's going on, we sell them here. They're made with Breck spirits, my favorite seltzers right now. But yeah, we got one more Broncos tailgate. You can try it at the next Broncos tailgate. You can drink this at our watch parties. But Breck Distillery products are available in all 50 states. Shop your local retailer or visit BreckenridgeDistillery.com for home delivery of award-winning Breckenridge spirits. Après anywhere. So fun. Let's talk about our Hestra job gloves. Here they are. Check these out. So you could be wearing these while you're out like shoveling snow and like doing other yard work, because like yard work does not stop.
Never.
Ever.
Gardening, pulling weeds, yeah. Digging whatever.
Digging my own grave.
Yeah, probably.
Here are the gloves though. These are so high quality. These are actually like really soft too. Dang. I'm putting them on the wrong hand. These are super soft. These are amazing. Hestra, they are a glove company. This is what they specialize in. They only make gloves. They've been doing it for almost a freaking century. So don't go out there and trash your nice ski gloves while you're shoveling or doing any other outdoor maintenance stuff that you have to do. Use a work glove. Don't use a ski glove to do non-skiing. Use a work glove to do work. It's so simple. And that is what the Hestra job gloves are for. Amazing fit. Use them for work too, yeah. But like also like if you're putting work into drinking some beers, this will keep your hands warm and dry from your beer spills, etc. High-end materials. These are going to last you a really long time. Plus, it's fourth generation owned and operated with their headquarters right here locally in Arvada. So head to hestrajob.us and you're gonna get these gloves. Just get them. Get them for a friend. Get them for you. But that's it. Hestra gloves. We love them. All right. Let's address the comments. Nathan May, vision board. This is our John Vanderwall. Haha. All right. What else do we have going on? Justin in the chat. I am thinking about Richard L. Monfort selling the Rockies in 2026. Put that on your 2026 vision board. It is. I do wonder how this ownership is going to keep up with the just the spending, the crazy spending that is happening. Will anything happen? No, we're being positive. Shut up, Suze. We're being positive. Okay. Hey, a couple of baseball headlines today. This just happened. Lucas Giolito apparently is heading to the Red Sox. And of course, we only saw a single transaction today. IKF, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, officially with the Blue Jays. Can the National League do something? This is like this dead man's area this week. Nothing's happening. Nothing. So we're making things happen. We made an incredible vision board. Incredible. Me and Tiff worked on this, and I'm so proud of it. Let's pull it up when you're ready. But we took suggestions too. Like I wanted to like really get some suggestions. So here it is, the 2024 Rockies vision board. All right. So as you can see, I'm going to walk you through what's on it and why it's on there. Manifesting. We are manifesting dollar beers. It's behind the word board, but yeah, there's a dollar beer in there. If you look closely, you will find 162 Chris Bryants because I want to see Chris Bryant 162 times this year. I want him to be fully healthy this full season. I want to see some awards. I want to see some silver sluggers. I want to see some gold gloves. There's no reason why Brendan Rodgers can't do it again. There's no reason why Brenton Doyle can't do it again. We've got some good pieces going on. And what else? Tacos. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we had to get tacos in there. Shout out to Nate, a.k.a. Rocktober19, for reminding me to put some damn tacos on here because we are manifesting 7-run games with our Silver Sluggers. And, of course, I mean, the biggest face you're going to see on there right now, Zach Veen. I am manifesting Zach Veen making his Major League debut. He really wanted to make it this year. And, of course, he had to have hand surgery instead. I think he might be ready for this year. He might be more ready than ever. Maybe. We added a TV because I hope the Rockies are on TV this year. Obviously, their status in terms of who is broadcasting the Rockies on television, totally up in the air right now. So I hope the Rockies are on TV. That would be nice. Peter Groff added this on Twitter. Prayer. I put the prayer hands in there because the Rockies do need a little bit of a prayer sometimes. We have a John Reedy tweet. He wants to sell the team. Jordan Freemeyer, he said this on Twitter. I did not put these on the board because they came from a negative place. Jordan Freemeyer, the party deck, Otani in a Dodgers jersey, and McGregor Square. You know, the things that ownership actually cares about. No. We're going to manifest better things. I've got Dinger laying like this because this is a real pose that he does all the time, waving the flag that he waves when the Rockies win. I am manifesting some wins. I have 162-0 on there. Let's manifest an undefeated season. I got some money flying around because I want money flying around. I want players to get paid. I also have like I found the original like tacos flyer with like cargo on it. It's amazing. It is incredible. Yeah, there's a lot of Chris Bryant's on there.
There is a lot of work put into this, guys. Make sure you show your love by giving a thumbs up.
Please give us a thumbs up. I am begging you. Avi Greenberg on Twitter suggested a snow game. I don't want to manifest a snow game. A snow game will happen regardless of what we are trying to manifest. Things I should have added that I thought of afterwards. The black vest jersey. As we know, the black vest was discontinued, hopefully just for now. We had to make room for the City Connect. Scandalous. I want the black vest to come back. Honorable mention, Ty Block. We don't have to manifest him because he, even when he gets DFA'd, he's not going very far. He'll be back again on a minor league deal. And then we'll probably see him in the majors again. Ty Block will always be around. And that's not me taking him for granted. I mean, that is just me being very grateful for him being a steady presence. Should we have manifested maybe a Ciara national anthem performance? I think that's...
Oh, that'd be... Yes.
It would be amazing.
We should somehow put that on there.
I just don't think it would, with what is happening with her husband here in Denver right now. I don't know if they're going to want to lean into any other Denver teams like that.
Do you think she's got some ill will? What?
Might be a little ill will from, like, what I'm gathering.
Hmm.
Totally fair.
Totally fair, honestly.
I sent this vision board to some of my friends, and one of my friends goes, the only men I recognize on there are Zach and Dinger. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's so mean. Who is this other guy? It's Chris Bryant. Maybe you forgot about him. He plays for the Colorado Rockies.
Look at his beautiful eyes. How do you not know who that is?
They don't call him Sparkles for nothing. A little twinkle in his eye. hey, listen, if that twinkle in Chris Bryant's eye is a little too bright for you, you might need a pair of shady rays. Bam, mic drop. No, I'm going to pick the mic back up because I do need to finish this read. Take on the sun with gear built to last. And fam, we've got sun 300 days a year here in Colorado. You need some shady rays on most days. And they have the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Lost and broken replacements. If you lose them or break them, they'll replace them. And they won't judge you for it, which I always appreciate. Shop online. Shop their whole collection at the Park Meadows Mall. And if you don't love your shady rays, return them or exchange them within 30 days. No risk when you shop. They've got a great offer for you guys. Maybe you've heard of it exclusively for our listeners. Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code DNVR for 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. So try for yourself. The shade's rated 5 stars by more than 250,000 people. And all right, guys, it's the new year. Be careful out there. But in case maybe the new year hits you hard, when you get hurt, Backus and Shanker is here to help. They've been helping those seriously injured in Colorado for more than 25 years. You're not going to pay a dime until they win you money in that case. And they've got a huge team, too, more than 30 lawyers, more than 100 staff. And neighborhood offices all over Colorado, too. Backus and Shanker helps with all kinds of injury cases where you weren't at fault. Car accidents, motorcycle, rideshare, pedestrians, trucks. They can even help if you are injured at work. So give them a call at 222-2222 to find out if you have a case for free. Because Backus and Shanker wins. All right, I see Will in the chat. Hello, Will. Welcome back. Will, since the state is now issuing new license plates, are the City Connect jerseys going to be remade? Are they discontinuing the original, or are they just adding more?
That's what Will says they're doing, but I don't know if they're retiring those. I think they just brought those like blue, red, and black ones out of retirement.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if they're retiring the green one. However, just to go on a little tangent for a second,
yeah,
there are two that are coming out in 2024 that I desperately want.
What license plates?
One is a wolf. It's like this cute little, like, it's for like the wolf sanctuary.
Because we have wolves.
Yeah. And then
the wolves are back, baby.
The wolves are back.
Whether you like it or not.
I know. Yeah. Divisive. Ooh, politics.
Who knew the wolves could be so political?
And then the other one is this adorable Tyrannosaurus. Or not Tyrannosaurus, Stegosaurus.
Oh, okay.
Little Stegosaurus. Oh. Yeah, he's so, and he's like orange. He's got this like beautiful, like, almost like sunset kind of like coloring to him. He's so cute. I want him so bad.
Oh, cute license plates. That is my vibe also. Justin in the chat. I was thinking about Rockies win and lose record 65-29-24. Oh, hold on. I just can't win. Sorry, I could not read the full comment. My apologize. The Rockies win 88 games and lose 65,650. Okay, that's a big number. Please don't make me read numbers. Please, I'm begging you. yeah. Green and white plates being retired. We gotta look into this. I don't think that would be enough for the City Connects to be discontinued. One, Nike needs them to exist, because that is money. That is money that they're all getting from the sale of these jerseys to fans. And also, like, even if Colorado does get new license plates, by the way, the green and white are still very iconic, very associated with Colorado. Fun for me. Here's, oh, this is the Stegosaurus you were telling me about, Tiff.
Ah!
Oh, actually, the wolf one goes hard. It's black and white, but still like the same mountain shape on there. Okay. We're going to try to get the wolves on a show. I hope the wolves make it. The wolves are going to throw out a first pitch at a Rockies game next year. I'm going to add it to the vision board. How do you guys feel about the wolves? Let me know in the chat. Do not. Oh, my gosh. Do not. All right. We're going to soft close this show. We got some fun stuff going on tonight. Tiff, you're going to be busy because the Avs are playing tonight.
They are. That'll be coming up soon, pregame at 5:30. So tune in if you're hanging out for that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a nice, we need a little bounce back win after the embarrassment of last game.
What happened? That embarrassed. I wasn't watching, but I know something bad happened.
Oh, it was awful. They went up by 4,
mm-hmm.
4-0, and they gave up a 4-goal lead.
Oh, my gosh. That is embarrassing.
And then they lost in overtime. It was bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Come on, Avs. Get it together. Kyle Freeland's watching this time of year.
Yeah, you have the perfect Nuggets tonight and the infuriating Avs. What would you rather watch?
Can watch them both here at the DMVR bar, though. That's for freaking sure. Stop in, get a Christmas ale while it's still the beer of the month. Get anything else you want, too. It doesn't matter. Last Broncos tailgate this weekend, too. I think I'll be there. My best friend's coming into town tonight, though. I'm picking her up at 10 o'clock. That's why I'm drinking a Celsius. This is my second Celsius of the day, by the way. Like, I might as well have just done meth before this show, but...
So have you heard the whole thing with the Panera charged lemonade?
Oh, my God. Oh, yes.
Have you had one?
I haven't tried one yet.
I want to try one because now I have to know how hyped I would get.
Right? And
now
it's like, it's such a meme, but like it really did like kill a girl with a heart condition.
Yes, absolutely.
That really happened.
That really did happen, and I do feel awful, but also I could use that caffeine.
Right? Oh my gosh. I've seen people like posting about like, oh, if you add vodka to this, like forget it. It gets a Four Loko experience. Original Four Loko. I'm original old enough to remember Four original Four Loko. Oh, Will in the chat. I'd prefer to have kept Grey Wolf. Oh, same. He's such a nice guy. And the Rangers organization loves him. Also, one of my favorite moments of 2023 was John Gray coming off the IL and then coming in relief. Has, like, pitched, like, one relief appearance, like, in his whole career. Because that man is a starter. But he came in and did what he had to do for that team. And that is the reason they won the World Series. I wish, like, hell we still had him. Are you serious? Ugh. Ugh. No, but we're focusing. We're looking forward, okay? 2024 vision. 2024 vision is slightly worse than 2020 vision, by the way. So it's like, we're looking clear, but like, I don't know. I'll workshop the analogy. I'll save it for the internet. Guys, thank you so much. Everyone in the chat today, thank you so much for hanging out with us for this last show of the year. I love this week because every time I see someone, I'm just like, ah, see you next year. I'm that obnoxious person. There's obviously no surprise there. Last show of the year, I'm so grateful for every single one of you that makes this podcast so much fun to do every single day. I'm so thankful for Tiff for producing these shows this week.
Aw, thanks.
So thankful. And also, yeah, shout out Kale, Alyssa, Yaya. Thank you guys so much for an amazing year of podcasts. Love you guys. Thanks for making me look good. Thank you to all of you guys. Thank you for the Rockies for... you know, giving us always something to talk about, right? Things we're going to leave behind in 2023, okay? We're going to leave behind being the last in the National League, all right? We're going to leave behind 25-1 losses. We're going to leave behind plantar fasciitis or back strain or whatever has been ailing Chris Bryant recently. We're going to leave all this behind. We're going to start fresh in 2024. This show will be back on Wednesday. We're going to be back on Wednesday at 12:15 right here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel. Tiff, where can we follow you on social media?
I am at Tiffany with an I underscore Tano on Twitter. That's pretty much it.
On all platforms.
On all platforms.
She's
which
consistent.
I only have like one, but yeah.
guys, you can follow me at the Susie Hunter. On all platforms. Keep up with the latest and greatest Rockies news and other fun things at DNVR underscore Rockies. And Tiff, you know what I like to say about closing out a show?
What do you like to say about closing out the last show of the year?
I like to say, see you next year. I'll see you guys next year right here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel. Happy New Year.
Y'all silly like the mayor.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.